Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Investments. Complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about a Zurich investment plan.
Thousands of people entitled to the higher pandemic unemployment payment are instead being put onto the lower rate because they had more than one job. A new group of discriminated PUP claimants is now emerging, just as the Social Protection Minister tries to put controversy around those leaving Ireland behind her. Self-employed people, primarily in arts, media and technology, have all seen their payments slashed in recent weeks, even though their pre-pandemic income entitles them to the higher rate that many others are getting. The opposition says Heather Humphreys should and could easily correct the anomaly. Barry Lenehan brings us the details. Barry, we're talking here about those entitled to €350 of a PUP payment who have two part-time jobs or more, and they're being put instead onto the lower payment. Why is that?
Yeah, the government's spending billions on social welfare, over €2 billion on pandemic payments, but yet here it is again on the back foot, another anomaly emerging this evening. Remember earlier this month, a new two-tiered payment structure for the payment came in. Employees whose average weekly earnings in 2019 or January and February of this year, those who are less than 200 gross will receive €203 a week. Employees with earnings with more than €200 will continue to receive 350 of a PUP payment. But a new group of discriminant claimants conceived by this two-tiered structure, self-employed people who also earn income from an employer. These are people who mainly generate self-employed income but are also paid some PAYE. They're now being put onto the lower pandemic payment rate, as their PAYE earnings in 2019 and 2020 would only entitle them to the lower rate, and their self-employed income for 2019 and 2020 isn't being taken into account by the department. Remember as well in this here that self-employed tax returns for 2019 aren't due until the 31st of October of this year. So people going off their 2018 income, they thought. So in the eyes of the department, these people have only earned their PAYE income, even though it's clear from the records of these individuals in 2018 that they had earnings at the higher level and should be eligible for the higher PUP payment of €350. The government saying to potentially thousands of self-employed people, it's claimed, we can't take your 2018 earnings into account.
So basically, Barry, we're talking here about people who are largely in the gig economy, who have one small permanent gig that is taxed through the PAYE system, but they make up the bulk of the rest of their salary from a jigsaw, if you like, of different jobs, and they would be entitled to the higher payment. These people tend to be sort of disproportionately in certain sectors. Which ones are we talking about?
We're talking of sectors such as the arts, which of course were the first to close due to coronavirus, and perhaps will be one of the last to reopen. The media, even bus drivers. Here's one example. Keith Hanna, his work mainly in the entertainment and events industries, DJing, MCs, hosts, but he also had a small PAYE job as an English teacher in a language school to supplement his main income. Here's what he told me.
Okay, we have a bit of a problem bringing you that tape of Keith Hanna there. Give me an idea of what it is that Keith said to you.
Keith, essentially, he was getting that PAYE income through the English language school. It was only a small portion of his income. However, what happened was he was alerted by the department earlier this week that his PUP payment was being reduced from €350 down to €203.
And roughly, I don't expect you to have the figures at your hands now, but what kind of a percentage of his salary did the English language PAYE income
approximately a third of his overall salary, okay, and that led to his payment being cut.
All right. How did he react? How did he feel about it?
Well, obviously he felt much annoyed and contacted the department.
Okay, we'll be actually able to hear a little bit of Keith Hanna now talking to you. We found that clip. Sorry, apologies for not being able to bring it to you when you introduced it there, Barry, but we can hear a bit of him now.
For myself and my wife, both being self-employed, our work dried up completely at the very start of the whole pandemic. This was around the 13th of March, I think it was. We were the first people to lose our jobs, as most of the people in the entertainment and events sectors are. We were out of work straight away, and we immediately sought to get some help from the government or from welfare to get onto the pandemic payment as soon as we could. We have two small kids at home. My wife was pregnant at the time. We've since had the baby, and we have a two-year-old also. So obviously there has been a bit of strain, so it was great at the start to get the money coming in, obviously.
But a nasty surprise at the beginning of this month. What happened?
Of course, yeah, a surprise and a bit of a shock, I must say. Basically, I received a text from the Department of Social Protection basically saying that some payments would be cut. They didn't actually specify that my payment would be cut, but they said it would be cut if you didn't meet the criteria for earning a certain amount of money in the year. I think the quote is 10,400 for self-employed people, and they were looking at your 2018 earnings. So when I read the text, I thought to myself, well, my earnings are all in, they're all up to date. I do my taxes every year through my accountant. I have at least twice that from self-employed work, as well as my PAYE work. So I was nowhere near that. I was well above the threshold.
Okay, that's Keith Hanna's situation, and he is part of a fairly large cohort of people. We're not just talking about a few isolated cases. They have now been raised in the Dáil.
Yeah, Labour TD for Dublin Bay North, Éan O'Riordan, he has some solutions.
Well, it would appear there's another problem with the changing in the pandemic unemployment payment entitlement, if you like. The government would now appear to be discriminating against thousands of self-employed workers. Governments are paying them the lower rate of PUP, even though they have earned above average earnings in a qualifying year. And that's because the government don't allow workers to combine PAYE and self-employed incomes. And this disproportionately affects workers in the arts and entertainment industry, which, of course, have been hammered by the COVID-19 restrictions, who have no way of getting back and earning money in the short term while the restrictions continue. And we all support those restrictions in many ways because of the nature of the virus that we're fighting. But it does mean that it disproportionately affects a cohort of people who are already disproportionately affected by the COVID restrictions.
Éan O'Riordan there. What has the department got to say, Barry?
The department essentially confirmed the story that we'll be bringing you here this evening, and says individuals must submit their 2019 returns to revenue, self-employed individuals, in order to qualify under that income band. So that is likely to cause much political consternation in the days ahead.
So they could possibly have it restored if they're able to submit those records from 2019.
But those people like Keith Hanna would argue that they're not rushing to the tax man in the current economic climate.
All right. Barry, thank you very much.